This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston now. Let's check in with John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. Morning, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Oh, everything's pretty good. Pretty good. Sky's
right.
Clear. See a lot of airplanes flying around, so... I'm right under a flyway.
Yeah.
Man, that, I tell you, them things are happening this morning. I mean, there's a string of lights coming. But a lot of people coming to Houston. Busy weekend. Not a good weekend for me to be on the water, though. You know, it's the last hoorah. I think, you know, this weekend,
yeah,
you know, for all the, you know, pleasure fishing, boaters and all
sports,
that stuff.
Yeah, pleasure yeah. Seekers, all those, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm going up to the deer lease and get the feeders cranked up. I keep one going pretty much year-round, but, you know, I'll get everything else up. And, you know, of course, got to, you know, that's the only thing. I hadn't been there in a little bit, so got to cut the grass and check the fence and, you know, all that good stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, just, nothing else really. I'm not going to go out and fish. I'll fish in the ponds and catch some fish, you know, up there. But thought about dragging my boat and fish over at Fayette. I'm not far from Fayette. And, you know, fish a little bit, but it's just too daggum hot, Mickey. I mean, it is hot.
Yeah, everybody's ready you for know? Fall. They're ready for some cool fronts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some kind of little front going to come down through us. I don't know whether it's going to affect our weather much on the coast as far as cool temperature. It'll drop them a little bit, but it's I think it's going to be more of a rain chance than anything, no wind switch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm ready for a little cooler weather. I'll tell you that, man.
You and millions of other folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Fishing had, you know, it's been okay, Mickey. I mean, it hadn't been great, but, you know, we're still catching some fish. You know, I talked to a couple of my buddies that, you know, they fish every day. They live, you know, on the lake and they go out and fish every day. And, you know, they've been catching a few and still no crappie. I mean, you know, they're just not, you know, they're not catching them. They can see them. They're live scoping, you know, they can see them, but they're not
Randy
catching them.
Randy was telling me the same thing yesterday morning on Rayburn. Their crappie fishing's off.
Yeah. 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 It is. I know it is. even for Lake Houston, you know, I mean, it's not nearly Rayburn, but, you know, those guys know where they live at, you know, so they're on them. But, you know, they just cannot get them to bite, you know, jigs, minnows, whatever. And now they're catching, you know, mixed bags, you know, white bass, catching some catfish. The white bass has been schooling a little bit, you know, out in the open water. You know, there's, like all the other lakes, you know, we got some humps and ridges, the old railroad track that crosses. You know, there's some places out there that, you know, it's got deep water and, you know, then it comes up, you know, on a ridge or a hump, like I said. So, you know, they can get out there and them white bass will push those shad up on top and, you know, they'll go up there and, you know, get them up schooling. It's a timing thing, you know. I'm sure y'all run into it too. It's a timing thing. You got to be there when they're up, you know.
Timing's everything.
Yeah. Once they go down, still on that railroad track, you know, there's still some of the old columns that are down there. You know, and I catch bass off of them, you know, a Carolina rig, you know, something like that. And, you know, you got to get your electronics, you know, working and go out there and idle around and find them and, you know, find those columns. You can follow that old railroad track out, you know, and you know, just find you something different, you know, not just a regular old railroad track. Find a little washout area, you know, or a drop off or a channel goes through, you know, something like that. And that's usually where they're at, you know. But, you know, you can do pretty good out there. You know, it's just, like you said, it's timing. You get a good feeding time and they push those shad up there, you can get you a pretty good limit pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might have to hit it 3 or 4 times during the day to find them. But, you know, you can do it. So we're, man, Mickey, we're about done for the year. We got four tournaments left this year.
Mm-hmm.
And September, the next 3 weekends, I think we got 2-day tournaments on Lake Houston, back to back to back.
Dang.
And that lake is, I mean, it's not Rayburn or Toledo Bend. That lake's fish is small, you know, because a lot of us fish the same stuff or the same area. So, you know, it's going to get hammered for the next 3 weeks. You know?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Did y'all have tournaments this past weekend?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I couldn't remember whether you told me you
heck,
were or
I don't,
weren't.
I don't know, Mickey. Heck, you know, I'm getting old.
I know.
I don't think so. If we did, I didn't do any good. So
I can't keep up with all of them, fresh and salt water.
No.
I
know the guys that, the last tournament that I fished, the guys that won had over 17 pounds. And, you know, I mean, that's the guys that are winning, you know, they're catching a limit. There's a lot of limits, 5 fish being caught in the, you know, 10, 11, 12 pound range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you know, we've always talked about it. You got to get those kicker fish, you know, and
yeah,
you can get
fish,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get you 3 or 4 of them, 4+, or, you know, 3.5 to 4 pounds a piece, get you 5 of them, you know, you'll do good. But it's not happening for me. I mean, I can go catch 5 keepers, but, you know, they're not going to weigh that much, 10, 11 pounds. But we're catching a lot of fish.
Yeah.
It's just... And I've been venturing around, you know, not making my little milk run. You know, I've been fishing, you know, out of my areas and still catching fish, just not finding any big ones. And I know the lake's off limits for us for the next week, because we have that tournament. Then the next week it's off limits because we have another tournament. So I'm going to have to read the rules again, Mickey. It might be one of those where I can't talk about the lake. There's a clause in there for sharing information. So I don't know. I need to talk to that tournament director and find out. They do that to us, you know, and I understand, you know, but, you know, last thing I'd want to do is go out there and do good and
be DQ'd before, you know, it ever started.
Yeah. So we, you know, and we've had that happen, not so much the guys, but they'll go out there and fish. Well, the lake's off limits. I mean, so you can't even just go out there and pleasure boat, you know.
You don't. I know we had one guy. Do you even get one pre-fishing day or anything?
You get the Friday before.
Yeah.
And you have a meeting that Friday night, but you get the Friday before. So, I don't do it because, heck, I go out there and catch fish I need to catch Saturday. So yeah, you know.
You storm out them before you got to catch them the next day. That's never good.
The next 2 days. Mm-hmm. So,
the next day the tournament starts. You don't want to be beating your fish up the day before.
No, and I see and I hear people, they, you know, they're talking, you know, at tournament way in, go, man, the tournament should have been Friday. I went out there and I caught 15, 18 pounds. And I'm looking at him, shaking my head, like, why? Why do you do that? But, you know, people do it. But, you know. The guys have been catching fish. You know, it's running the banks early, and then you got to get off the bank, you know, a little bit, and go hit some boat docks, and, you know, even you got to find those a little bit deeper ends on them.
Yeah.
You know, when I say deeper, I'm talking 4 to 6 feet or something.
Which is deep, you know, for like it's you. Just,
yeah, it's just so dadgum hot, you know, when that water temp's hot and those fish will get underneath those docks. And, you know, man, you got to
all your
patient.
Lake, what would you think the average depth of that lake is? You know, up above the dam, not down there by it, but, you know, average depth.
Right. I'd say average is 5 to 6 foot,
yeah,
maybe, you know. So it's just not a deep lake,
no.
You know, but there's a lot of fish in there. It's a lot of fish live there. But I just, you know. I've been fishing it for, oh my God, 40 something years, I guess. But
quite a while.
It's changed. Yeah. Caught a lot of fish, had a lot of fun. Caught, you know, some good fish. I haven't caught a nine. I've caught some eights, but no nines out of there. But they're there, you know.
Those are good fish for that lake.
Yeah.
Really are.
When you can get. Well, we had an 806 weighed in this year, you know, out there.
I remember you telling me about that one.
Yeah, that you know, that's a good fish for any lake, you know.
Yeah, I'll take
especially
I'll
like
take
I said, Lake Houston.
Whether it's a trout or a bass, I'll take either one.
Yeah.
You bet you, man.
Yeah.
Is your water fairly clean for, you know, Lake Houston? I mean, I'm sure y'all's water's cleaned up quite a bit since we quit getting all this stupid rain.
Yeah, it's cleaned up a lot, Mickey. I mean, heck, you can see a foot deep, you know, in most areas.
Yeah,
so
that's good. That's good for that lake. You bet.
It is. It really is. I like it like that, especially that's why a lot of these fish are up around these pads and, you know, stuff early. You know, they're in that 2 and 3 foot depth water. And heck, you can go through there and catch them. Now you're going to catch a bunch of short fish, but anything, you know, spinnerbait, if you can get a spinnerbait through that stuff, that seems to be the best bait, you know, working. And then, you know, you can always throw a frog or a buzz bait or something like that. I like that frog, but man, you lose a lot of fish. You know, you that hookup ratio isn't not that great with a frog, but usually a buzz bait or a spinner bait, and I throw a trailer hook even in that stuff on mine. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those, you know, you'll get them out of the water and flip them in the boat and they're on that trailer hook. So,
right.
You know, but I trim my skirts on my spinner baits. I always put, you know, some type of little trailer behind it, you know, a little grub or something with a little flappy tail on it, you know, to get their attention, wake a little more water.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Yep.
Well, all right, buddy. Well, hey, have a good Labor Day weekend. Don't get too hot while you're working at the deer lease.
Oh, no. I got 2 days to do what I need to do. So, you know, it's not going to be fast and furious. So I'm going to be the turtle and we'll do it slow.
Attaboy. Yep. All right, John.
They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
Thanks, John. You have a good weekend. See you, bud.
All right. See
later.
You. Bye.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Mickey.
What's up?
Pretty quiet.
Yes.
I don't mind it one bit. It's not bad at all. I imagine things are going to pick up a bit on this upcoming long weekend.
I would imagine.
See what takes place. I'm right out here at the very end of the dike. Can't go any further without getting wet. 86 degrees and a little breezy. Got a good chop on the water. As hot as it's been, don't mind that. Don't mind the breeze too bad. We'll take it.
Now, we had a long calm spell, longer than usual for around here. So, yeah, a little breeze kind of feels good with these warmer temperatures. But we'll start getting weather changes, start getting these fronts.
Oh, yeah. We wore August out. We got anything else to do in August, you better hurry.
Yeah, it's just about gone. More than the star tournament's wrapping up. It's the last weekend for it.
You know, that you were talking earlier about the few tag redfish that have been turned in. And you don't know exactly how many are caught because you don't know how many are caught by fishermen that aren't entered into it. Probably some of them, when they see that tag, it breaks their heart so much they don't want to even talk about it, so you don't hear a whole lot about
I know
about that. But overall, though, it's nothing like it has been in most of the past years. You know, a lot of them, in my opinion, have showed up. I don't know. I don't think there'll be any way to tell, but I just feel like there's just probably not as many people signed up, not as many people entered, and that's just me talking. And I don't know.
Well, not having the trout division, that takes a lot of entries away.
I agree, and everything has become so confusing on limits, on limits and sizes, and periods of dates and times on when, like with flounders, just so. Some people, I think, have just thrown in the towel. Once again, this is me talking, and what do I know? But it just seems like I can tell you for sure, as far as what's happening right down here, as you say, in our neck of the woods, is that it's been a very slow year in terms of folks out here on the dike fishing. It's been a very slow year in terms of boat traffic and such. Now some of the guys trying to launch out here on a Saturday morning might beg to differ, but I say in the big picture, it just doesn't seem like there's as many people getting out and fishing like they used to. Now, the families that frequent our store, and we're pretty much our bread and butter, are the folks that come in and they got a bunch of kids, and they're piling up and getting groceries and some bait, and they're going to go out there on the dike and do an all dayer and maybe even an all nighter. Mm-hmm. They're still coming in pretty good numbers, but I'm talking about the folks that are coming down here specifically to launch their boat and fish, or maybe do some kayaking or even some wading around here. The pressure is way down. That's good for a lot of folks that, you know, that complain about it's too busy. I mean, there was times when it was, and you know, where it was, you felt like you were, when you would go out fishing, you'd be able to walk from boat to boat. And now you got to hop a little further to get, just not as busy. Now, I think some of the guides that know what they're talking about would probably say, no, we still have a hard time. We'll pull up into one of our spots and catch one fish, and the next thing you know, there's three or four boats hanging around us. But yeah, I don't think it's like it used to be.
Well, and just what I see on the water this year, the most boats I see are guides running trips, not as many, you know, regular recreational fishermen running like, you know, in other years. I think you're right.
Right.
Overall pressure is way down.
It might be like everything, man. It ebbs and flows. Up and down. We might have a star tournament come up in the next few years, and every one of the pretty much all the slotted reds, the ones that are tagged, will be entered, and there'll be all kind of stuff going on. But have to just wait and see. And, you know, it's like with the sand trout that y'all were talking about earlier. Hardly ever even see them. I don't know if I'll do it today, but I'm going to catch up with one of our shrimpers, a real reliable fella, nice guy. He tells it like it is. If I ask him, and I want to ask him about his bycatch, because that's a good way to learn on what's going on in the right now, real time, is you see and listen to what they say in terms of what their bycatch is in their net. It's not a complete story, because some fish aren't caught in the shrimp net. But it gives you a good idea on the bait situation, and also show a lot of the smaller croaker and sand trout, and they can tell you, like, no, I've got a good hatch, got a real good hatch going on. But I'd venture to say that the sand trout are down. Yet I've never seen a limit. I've never seen where they do net surveys, and I've never seen a limit put on sand trout. On sand trout, now, on gaff top, yeah, they put a size limit on them stinking gaff top. But they don't on the sand trout, and I'm just curious if the sand trout's in poor shape. You'd think, but they're just not that. To me, I don't think there's that many caught. There's some caught here along the bike. Just about every time I ride out here, if there's quite a few people fishing with the kids and such, somebody will be pulling in a little sand trout, but it'll be no more than about 4, 5, 6 inches long. You just don't see any of them anymore that make a good sandwich. But
there's no bag limit or anything on gaff top, but there's a minimum length of 14 inches on them.
Right, yeah. They slap a limit. I think they ought to go wide open on those rascals. That's just me. But they ought to go wide open on them gaff top. And also, and man, ease up on what you got on the sharks. It's crazy. There's a very healthy shark population.
I would say so.
On our common species that we've got roaming around through here. But anyway, enough of all that stuff. We're all getting geared up for this long weekend. I hope everybody has a good one, and it's going to be it's going to be this last weekend, and it will. There'll be a lot of folks getting out. I had heard that we were supposed to have some rain in this forecast for today at one time, 70% a few days ago, what they predicted, but now I think the odds are way down on that. Is that right from what you heard?
Well, it depends on this front line, the stall out and all that, on what it does. So it's to be seen. I show a percentage of rain just about every day on my phone, but I don't ever get any of it. Some of y'all do, but I don't. But hey, that's summer. Didn't I see y'all got a sale this weekend on 25, 30 count shrimp or something?
Yeah, I put one out late yesterday afternoon after I went by the store and looked things over. They laid some info on me, so I went by and took a look at the shrimp. They had a bunch of them up there, and they were heading them and getting them all ready for this morning at 8:00. The sale will start. It's I think it's 26-30 tails. So those are some nice sized shrimp. They're tails.
Yeah, that's without heads. That's 26-30s and no heads, and a really good price.
Yeah, it'd be like 19-21s or something like that,
right,
with heads on. And they're $3.99 a pound if you get 10 pounds or more. And that's an awesome deal.
Yeah, that's
in my
great
book.
Deal. That's an excellent deal.
So they had a big old batch of them. That they were working on late yesterday evening, last night. So I went by to look at the bait situation this morning, and my remembering names is terrible. But anyway, the fellow working in the back, gentleman in the back, was getting everything together, and it looks like they'll be in good shape to take care of the folks this morning. You can get those like from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock in the evening, and they'll be happy to fix you up. So Van, I know they got some 9/12s and a couple of other sizes available, but that's a real good deal for a shrimp. That's a real good size for just about anything you want to do. Cajun Grill will be cranked up at 11 o'clock this morning, and they're open till 8 o'clock in the evening as well. The Santa Fe Cajun Grill over there, I went over there yesterday late afternoon after I went by Boyd's and talked to Chef Jorge, and everything was looking good, and he made another real nice entree today. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I posted it on our Facebook page, and it looked mighty good. So anything he makes is good. But live shrimp, we do have live croaker and live mullet. Presently, we don't, but both of those varieties are supposed to come in later today. So we'll see how all that goes, but we'll keep you all posted on Facebook. 227 Dyke Road, right there on the base of the Texas City Dyke. And the main thing is on this long weekend is keep your kids close to you out here on the dyke. Don't want any mishaps, accidents, but other than that, everybody have a great time. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, and if they get in the water down there on the beach area, watch that those ship wakes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They have undertow also.
Yeah, you know, even on the beach side, what we call the beach side,
yeah.
There's some good wakes that will come in through that way.
Yeah, especially on those outbound ships.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave. Well, hey, man, you have a great Labor Day weekend, and stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week. Throw them out a number where they can reach Boyd's and get in on that shrimp special. That sounds like a great deal.
All right. Well, thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it. And Boys One Stop appreciates the 610 Outdoor Show immensely. 227 Dyke Road, 409-945-4001. And come and see us, and look forward to that. Y'all take care.
All right, Dave. You have a good weekend. See you, buddy. Take care.
All right.
All right. All right. That's Dave Fremont down in Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. Well, Bronze Roofing, you know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business for 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs with free estimates. And the best part, they're open 7 days a week. You can call anytime, get seen the same day for quick service, and they really take care of their customers. Each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze, you know, if you have any storm damage or anything, they work with your insurance company, and that's a blessing. They guide their customers through the process and take care of everything for you, and it's easy to find. Just visit bronzeroofing.com, bronzeroofing.com, or you can call them 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:37. Let's go down Galveston way now and check in with old Captain Steve Hillman, see what he's up to. Morning, Stevie. What's up, man?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Headed to the ramp.
Fight the elements.
Yeah, fight the elements and everything else.
Did you get out this week?
I know. I was laughing when Charlie asked you that yesterday morning.
Oh, man. He must have fished late yesterday. He texted me and goes, "Would the Astros win?" I said, "Yeah, 4-3."
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that early game. Me and Kimberly went to a late lunch, and it was on the TV. I figured it was a rerun. And looked at my phone. I'm like, okay, this is the actual game.
I know. I hate it, though, because then in the evenings I don't have anything to watch.
I know when you text me last night, I was in the middle of a fantasy football draft.
Were you? I kind of had that feeling you were preoccupied a little bit.
Yeah, I was. It takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours. But anyway, that
well, hey,
time
I
of
see
year,
they caught that loser that beat up Kai. You know, the autistic boy.
Yeah, they caught him.
They got him. I can't wait to see what they do to him.
Yeah, I thought there was two guys, though. Wasn't there two guys, I think?
Yeah, but he did the butt whipping.
Gotcha. Okay. But, Frank Mastretta sent that to me the other day.
You can run, but you can't hide. And,
hopefully it gets what's coming to him.
Yeah, justice prevails.
Yep. Poor kid. He's been over to Rusty's house a couple of times and his family since then, but. A lot of people went out and got him a bunch of new gear and stuff.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Yeah. I bet it was overwhelming.
Yeah. And
just what Rusty did was, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. We still have a lot of good folks in our community.
Things look bad, but
I think the good outweighs the bad.
Yep. For sure.
And I'm glad to see our kids back out fishing again.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Man, it's blowing a little bit this morning.
It's a little puffy, isn't it?
Yeah, I figured it would be since I haven't fished all week. It's pretty much calm all week. Man, I've been the cancellation king lately. I've had 3 cancellations in the last 2 weeks, 2 of them this week.
I'm hearing that from everybody. I think people are just, there are a lot of them bailing out on these trips.
Well, one of the guys, he had a hard, unexpected hard deal. You know, when half your customers are like 80 years old, you're going to have issues like that.
Well, it's true. But, at least they're still alive.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I fished the whole weekend. Last weekend, I've been doing that a lot this year. Don't like it necessarily, but it hasn't been horrible. I've had a few of the areas I'm catching fish, still able to fish without running into anybody, for now at least. And it was decent fishing last weekend. Saturday was real tough. I had a new guy in from East Texas, and his little boy and his son's buddy. And I thought I was going to get my second skunk of the year, man. We had to run from storms all morning, and the wind was blowing. It was pretty stiff. And finally kind of got right a little bit. And we had missed. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. And we missed the tide change. We missed everything that I kind of been hanging my hat on. And I was thinking in my mind, man, this isn't good. We haven't caught a keeper trout yet. We caught gaff top and a bunch of garbage. But and it finally got calm, and I was able to get back out to where I'd been catching some fish. And I finally hook a really nice trout, probably, I don't know, 20-inch trout. And I'm reeling it in. It's doing somersaults. I knew there was a shark after it. I told Ty and the boys. I said, man, there's a shark after this fish. I can tell the way he's acting. And I'm mock wanting him, man. I'm reeling as fast as I can. And sure enough, big bull shark. I see the dorsal fin, like jaws, come up behind him. And he eats the whole shooting match, man. It just takes everything from me. I'm like, man, it's just not meant to be.
He's waiting on you to get a good one, man.
Yeah. And then one of the kids lost one right at the boat. He reeled it all the way to the end of the rod, lifted it out of the water before I could ever get up there with a net. And I'm like, man, I got a net. Leave it in the water, you know.
Lucky he didn't break the tip off the rod doing that.
Yeah. And I'm like, golly. And we lost like four fish, me included, before we ever caught the first one. But I sent you a picture at one that one boy caught. It was a really, really nice trout. But we only ended up catching like four fish. And, well, as far as legal fish, it was – and but when it got right, it got calm. There was zero tide. It was hot. And it was time to come in. It's like we missed everything. You know, it was just a very – and I've had a couple of mornings like that, a couple of days like that in the last month with these little pop-up squalls and this hard north and northeast and northwest wind early, and everything gets real chopped up, you know. It just really is not a hell of a lot you can do about it. You just go out there and do your best. I mean, they were in from out of town, and they had a hotel room already. And, you know, the right rain chance in the forecast was 70%. It was kind of to the point, honestly, that morning where if they'd have been locals, I'd have just sent them on home and done it another day. But when you've gone to that much trouble to drive down and get a hotel, you got to try and make it work.
Sure.
And then Sunday, that following day, I had Lance Benson and two of his guys. And of course, those guys are all good sticks. And the conditions got right. And of course, everything fell into place. We ended up catching 16 or 17 nice trout, you know, came in at a nice lunch. I mean, everything was picture perfect, but it's weather. You know, this whole deal is all about weather, really, at the end of the day. It's not hard to find trout when you're out there quite a bit. It's just you need cooperation from Mother Nature.
Yes.
You know, and then the number two variable really is boat traffic, and I honestly haven't, knock on wood, I haven't, and I heard you and Dave talking about it. Been true for the most part, most of the summer, most of the year, at least what I'm doing. There just hasn't been a lot of boat traffic.
No.
Now, there's some areas that have gotten crowded, but luckily there's been enough to go around to where you don't have to get in and fish with the masses.
Right.
But everything's still on worms, on soft plastics. Caught a few on rattle traps the other day. It's the first time I caught any on any hard baits in a while. But almost everything on Bass Assassins and Little Johns and PNBs, nothing's really changed. Only thing different I'm doing, man, this guy's on my butt, and he's probably listening to the show, but it sure seems like he has his brights on.
People don't dim anymore. I mean, I see that every morning driving in here. They just won't dim their lights. They leave them on bright.
Wow. Crazy. But anyway, yeah, everything, I'm still doing the, I'm catching more fish, and oh my God, I didn't think it was going to be crowded. I just pulled into the deal.
Well, it is Friday, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and I, when I booked this, I didn't, because of the way the calendar, you know, I'm still old school. I use a old hard copy planner.
Right.
I don't put everything on my phone like most normal people do these days. And in my planner, you know, I'm just booking a Friday in August. And then, of course, you flip the page, and all of a sudden that Friday in August is part of Labor Day weekend. And it didn't look like that in my calendar. But
right.
At any rate, here I am, so we're going to try to make it work. But no, I'm still fishing a lot of deep water. And you know, it's not that – and I had a guy reach out to me the other day. He said, man, I listened to you on Mickey's show, and you make it sound like all the trout are in deep water right now. I said, no, just what I'm doing.
But, you know, that's
just what I'm doing. And that's
– We do,
because you know,
it's there's more numbers deep right now
yeah.
than there is shallow.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I said, look, man, it's when I'm giving a report on the show, it's what I'm doing. It's not like a
right.
full-blown report of what everybody's doing. I don't talk to enough people to know what really – I have an idea of what you could catch shallow. I'll find out today because we're waiting. But it'll be the first time I've waited in about a month probably.
That'll be a good day for it with the wind we have.
I know. Is it still – it looks like it's still southwest. I'm sitting here looking
– South-southwest.
Gosh dang. Oh, well. But one thing I did notice, the tide's up, which
yeah.
I thought was kind of unusual for a westerly wind. You know, it's like above
it's
normal.
It's got enough south in it that it's holding it, you know.
I guess.
Offshore, it's due south, and in the bay, it's south-southwest. Now, up at Morgan's Point, it's due south, so it's between south and southwest.
Yeah.
There's that guy in Master and Commander, that movie goes south-southwest.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
South-southwest.
I hear people talk like that. They take the H out of it.
Oh, yeah, south-southwest.
Yeah, or like northwest instead of northwest. Or
yeah,
northeast.
Northwest. I think that's the way James says northwest. Northwest.
Not really.
If I'm not mistaken, I think so. Yeah,
I don't know. But we'll see what we can do today. It'll be interesting. And then I'm fishing Sunday, too. But I saw where the forecast showing like 70% chance of rain on Sunday. So I don't
yeah,
know.
It's depends on what this front does, whether where it pulls up stationary and who's going to get the most rain. I saw some forecasts where the hill country may get anywhere from 2 to 4 inches.
Really?
Who knows?
Wow. Man. I know one thing, this flag over here is straight out.
Yeah, it's got starch in it this morning. Yes, it
I haven't
do.
Seen this in a while. Been a while. Well, we've had a good long calm stretch.
Yeah, they're showing 60% this evening, 70 tomorrow, and 60 on Sunday.
So, okay.
And we're going to, this southwest wind is going to end tonight and go east and northeast the next couple of days. Well, actually 3 days. Then you north at 10 on Tuesday, north at 10 on Wednesday, east at 10 on Thursday. So,
man.
Little turnaround.
Yeah, I don't mind a little east or southeast. Man, that hard northeast is hard to work with when this water's still in the upper 80s. It's just... In the winter, it's not that big of a deal, but this time of year, I don't care for it too much.
Right.
We'll see what we can do today. Let you know.
Well, I wish you the best.
I'm going to need it.
So you're fishing Sunday too, huh?
Yes. Yep. I just didn't, like I said, I didn't realize.
Now you'll have to watch the weather for that one.
Yeah, I know, and these guys booked this trip way out, and they've got their deposit and everything. But and I don't know if they're local or not, so. But I'll figure it out. If I don't think it's going to be worth a darn, then we'll try to reschedule. But we'll see what happens.
maybe the weather forecast is wrong and it'll scare people off the water and we'll have it all to ourselves. I've seen that happen too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, all right, Hillman. Hey, man, somebody wants to come down in San Leon area and slide the boat in with you and go catch a few. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Yeah, man, I've got a few holes to fill the rest of the year.
Fill them up.
Holler. 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day, and, hey, I don't know what else to tell you. Southwest wind.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll holler at you here in a little
bit.
Put
your magic shoes on. All right, brother. We'll see you, man.
All right, man.
Later. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman. I think he's running out of top water this morning down in San Leon. Well, anyway, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.